Today's shir is Masechta Chulin, Daf Kuf Aleph. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Kuf Amid Be'ez. Two lines from the bottom. Gufa says the Gemara, Hoichol Gira Nasha Shabahema Tameya. If somebody eats the Gira Nasha of a non-kosher animal, Rav Chiyuda Mechayev Shtayim, Rav Chiyuda says you're going to get Malkus twice. Once for the Isser of eating meat from a non-kosher animal, and one for the Isser of Giranosh, Rav Shimon Piter. Rav Shimon says you will be Potter, and you will not be Chayef for either of the two Isurim that we just identified. Says the Gemara, Rav Shimon, let's try to understand the opinion of Rav Shimon, asked the Gemara. Manavshach, if he holds Isser, Chalal Isser, as we discussed in our previous year, so then the halacha ought to be l'chayiv shtayim. He should be chayiv b'shum gid. He should be chayiv because he ate from a non-kosher animal, and he should also be chayiv for having eaten from the granosha. If, on the other hand, he holds eight esachal alisser, so then at least l'chayiv b'shum tum dekadim, as we explained in our previous year, the Isser, that it's a non-kosher animal, preceded the Isser of Giranosha. So at least you should be chayif for having violated that Isser. And if you're going to suggest, and since the Gid doesn't have any tam, it won't be considered like non-kosher meat because it's tasteless. So says the Gemara, if that's the case, so he should not be chayif because of giranosh, because of non-kosher meat, because it's not really edible non-kosher meat, but it should be chayiv because it should be at least chayiv b'shem gid. Answers the Gemara, Amar Rav al-Olam Kosover, ain begidim nice and tam. His opinion actually is that the gid doesn't have any tam, and therefore you can't be chayiv for having eaten non-kosher meat, because non-kosher meat, which is not edible, you cannot be chayiv for. Shani Hassam, and why, if that's the case, won't you be chayiv at least for the Isser of Giranosha? Dama Kra, because the Pasuk says when it describes the Giranosha, La Kein La Yochub Ne Yisrael's Giranosha, and says the Gemara, when the Torah speaks about the Isser of Giranosha, and yes, as we've been learning throughout our Shiurim, throughout the Perek, that the Isser of Giranosh is the most interesting Isser, because even though Ein Begidim Benoyis and Tam, they don't have time, you're still Chayiv for them. But that's only in a case, Shegidai Usser Basar Mutter, where you can't eat the Gid, but you're allowed to eat the meat. Yatzazah, but when we speak about the meat, the Gid of a non-kosher animal, so when we speak about the meat of a non-kosher animal, so there it's a case that Gidei Asur B'sar Asur. And that's not where the Torah meant to teach us that Yechayiv for Giranosha. So therefore you won't be chayiv for eating non-kosher meat because the piece of meat you ate isn't edible. And you also won't be chayiv for Giranosha because he learns you only chayiv for Giranosha when it's meat which is edible. But here... only chayiv for giranosha when it's part of a carbon, which was part of an animal which normally can be eaten. This is not the kind of animal that can normally be eaten. We begin now, as we really have been speaking throughout the perek, about the halacha of ein esachal al iser. How we know the halacha of ein esachal al iser? Tosfos and the Rosh say that we learn it from the din of truma. And that is, the Pasuk says, Amesika Chalua, and we learn from here that somebody who's Tamei, who ate Truma Tameya, won't be Chayiv Misa, because the Isser of Dav Tumas Aguf can't be Chal on the Truma Tameya. So we see that it was already Usser because of Truma Tameya, and it can't be Chal once it was already, it can't be Chal already once. Again, for the person that's eating it. In other words, the halacha is that you're not allowed to eat truma that's tamei, And secondly, a person who's tamei may not eat it. The iser of a person who's tamei eating truma tamei carries with it an oinish misa b'day shemayim. This of eating truma tamei is a lav. But the pasuk teaches us that once it's already osur because of truma tamei, it can't become osur to the person who is tamei. That's the source that Tosfos and the Rosh say. The Rosh in the name of Rabbeinu Tam say we learn it from the Nazir. The pasuk says miyayim v'sheich and Nazir that yichayiv only because of Nazir and not for any other reasons can you be chayiv. The Michas Chinuch says that the way we know that ein is a chalal iser is really based on logic, as they used to explain in the yeshivas. Ein is a chalal iser means that if something is osur, the way we should look at it is like we have a full cup. And once we have a cup that's full, we can't fill it up again. So what ein is a chalal iser tells us is that once whatever we're speaking about is osur, and cannot become usher again because of the rule of a Issachal Alissa. But as we have been learning, when we speak about the concept of a Issachal Alissa, there are a number of exceptions. One exception is what's known as Issa Moisif. That means if the second iser adds to the first iser, that means if the first part of the iser applies to the other things as well, this iser koilul, if it applies to other people or other things, and if they came babas achas. There is a most fundamental question when we speak about ein iser chalal iser. How do we understand the second Isser? The Gemara in Masechet Yevamos discusses, does that mean that the second, the Flamma Gimel and Beis, does that mean that the second Isser is not Chal at all? Or does it mean that it's Chal, but it's like hovering over the ear? And if there would be an opportunity for it to be effective or be able to be Chal, it will not be Chal. The Shach's opinion holds that the second Isser is not there at all. That's the opinion of the Shach. Most Achroinim in understanding the sugya of Issachal Isser actually disagree. And their opinion is that the second Isser is hovering, and if for some reason the first Isser will not be there anymore, then the second Isser will be able to kick in. So again, we have an Issa Koilul. If the second Issa includes other things that were not in the first Issa. So for example, if you have a nevela, you have an animal that obviously has a Gid HaNosha, and not a Gid HaNosha, this animal became a nevela. So the Issa of Gid HaNosha only applies to the Gid HaNosha. And now, because it became a nevela, it applies to the entire animal. That's the example of an Isser Koilul. The Isser Moisif is that more people became Usser, the more people that this thing became Usser to because of the second Isser. There's another example where, as we've learned in our Shiurim, there may be opinions that say we say Isser Chalal Isser, and that is in a case where the second Isser is more chomer, is stricter than the first Isser. So Rabbi Yehuda discusses this issue that in what circumstances by the Isser of Gid HaNosha will we say that the second Isser will be effective? Begins the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rav, Hoichu Gid HaNosha Shel Nevela. Reb Meir Mechayiv Shtayim. The opinion is Yechayiv 2, as we just said, because this is an example of an Issa Koilul. Because the Issa Nevela applies to the entire animal, whereas the Issa Gid HaNosha only applied to the Gid HaNosha. V'cham Ma'imrim, Ein Achayiv Alachas. Their opinion is, apparently, that by an Isser Koilu, we don't say Isser Chalal Isser. Umayn continues the Gemara, however, Umayn Vacham Ramei, the Cham do agree, Baal Eichel got an Isser Shal Oilu Shal Shar Hanisko, which the Shar Hanisko is also Bachila Bahano, the Aloch is Shechayiv Shtayim, that Yechayiv for eating from the Giranosha and eating from the Carbon Oilu, or eating from the Gira Nosha and eating from the Shara Nosko. Because they hold that since the Isser of eating from a carbon oil applies to the entire animal, the Isser of eating a Shara Nosko applies to the entire animal, and not only do they apply to the entire animal, but there's another consideration. The second Isser is a stricter Isser than the first Isser, because the Isser of Gira Nosha is only an Isser of Achila, whereas the Isser of Shara Nisko is an Isser of Hana. And they will agree that even though they don't just apply the concept of Ein Isser Chala, they don't agree to the exception of Isser Koilu, but when it's an Isser Koilu that also carries with it a stricter punishment, there they will agree to a stricter lav, and they'll agree to the concept of that we do say Isser Chalal Isser in such a circumstance. Ask the Gemara, Oman Hai Tana, ask the Gemara, who actually is the Tana? The Isser Koilu, that when we have a regular case of Isser Koilu, Isser Chalal Isser Lasley, that they do not subscribe to the concept of Isser Koilu, only in a case of Isser Koilu Bissah Choma Islay, they only agree to that concept, as we just said, when the second Isser is not just an Isser Koilu, but it's also a more significant Isser, says the Gemara, Amar Rava Rabbi Yosef Glilihi. So suggests the Gemara, it represents the opinion of Yosef Glilihi, the Tanan, the Mishnah Masech the Zvachim, Daf Kuf Vav Amar Aleph teaches us, Tamei Shaychel Kodesh. If somebody who's tummy ate some meat that's kodesh, ben kodesh tummy, whether the meat was tummy, ben kodesh tahor, or whether the meat was not tummy, chayiv is chayiv karmachatis, because as the Torah teaches us, that if somebody eats kachim while he's tummy, rachman slan, he's chayiv karis. And if somebody eats b'shoyig, something that it's chayiv kores b'mezid. If he does b'shoygig, he's chayiv chatas. Rabbi Yosi Aglili Oimer, tamei shachal atar. If somebody tamei ate basa kodesh, which is tar, chayiv will be chayiv. But tamei shachal is tamei potter. But if somebody is tamei eats meat which is tamei, he'll be potter. Because shloy ochal el dove tamei. Because you're not chayiv. For if you have tumas aguf, you won't be chayiv for eating meat, which is tamei. To ask the chachamim to Rabbi Yosi, tamei shayichel satar. If somebody tamei ate tar meat, kivin shenaga by tamal. If you're telling me, they ask him that you're not chayiv when a tamei ate something that's tamei, he won't be chayiv. When he eats something that's tamei, he won't be chayiv because ain isser chalal isser. The isser of eating something which is tamei cannot be chal on a person who's already tamei and has on him the isser to eat kodesh when he is actually tamei. So now ask the Gemara. So in a case where he is tamei and even though the kodesh is tahor, but ask the Gemara, the moment he touches it, he makes it tamei. And if the moment that he touches it, he makes it tamei, so then ask the Gemara, how is Rabbi Yosef Glili differentiating between a tamei that ate kodesh, which is tar, versus a tamei who ate kodesh, which is tamei? Says the Gemara, this question presumably is a good question. Of course, Tosfos points out, the Gemara could have given a very simple answer. The Gemara could have said that we're speaking about a case where the tame person, when he ate this tar kachim, did not touch it. Somebody else put it into his mouth. But Taisha says the Chachamim, who asked this question to Rabbi Yossi, knew that Rabbi Yossi is not speaking about such a case. Moreover, as we're going to see, the Chachamim knew that Rabbi Yossi is basing his opinion on a pasuk, and they found it difficult to accept that that is the case of the pasuk, that somebody stuck it into his mouth. And therefore, asked the Gemara, Shapa Kamalei, Rabbi Yossi Gli, they're asking a great question. Vamarava, Nitmaguf, if the person who was Tamei, and Achkach Nitma Basar, and then the Basar became Tamei, indeed, Kula Alma, everybody will agree, Loi Peligi Dechayev, Mishum the Isser, Kares Kadam, because the Isser of the meat being, the Isser of him being Tamei, eating something came first, and therefore we can't say in this case Ein Issachal Isser. In other words, in the case where the person became Tamei before the meat became Tamei, so that means the Issacharis came first, and therefore since the Issacharis came first, we can't say Ein Issachal Isser. And that's why in the case of Tamei She'achol Satar, where the Tumas Aguf came before the Tumas Abasar, everybody agrees he's Chayiv Karis. Ki plii, but nitma bas vach and nitma aguf. Rabbanan isle koilu. Even though this ought to be a case of Enes Achal Elisar, the bas is already also to be eaten because it's Kodesh that's Tamei. So even though now this person became Tamei, but the Rabbanan, so maybe, why shouldn't we say Issachal Elisar? And the answer is, the Migi Mechayiv Chetichas Tairus Da'alma, this person now became Tamei, is not allowed to eat any Kodesh that's Tahor, and that's an Isser that now came into play. That's why the piece of meat that was Tamei is also included, because that's going to be an example of Issachal Mechayiv Nami Achatichas Tamei. Rabbi Yossi, presumably, the way to understand the opinion of Rabbi Yossi is lesley Issachal, that even in a case of Issachal, we don't say Issachal Elisser, and therefore that's loy aminin, and that's why, since there was already Isser to eat this meat because it became Tamei, now that this person became Tamei, even though it represents a situation of an Issachal, that isn't a good enough reason for Rabbi Yossi Glili to say that he should be chayiv. Ask the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi Glili, yes, we are explaining. Nedi Issachal Elisser. He doesn't subscribe that we say Issachal Elisser. We keep on saying Ein Issachal Elisser, even by an Issachal. Bissachal, Yove Issachama, Yove Issachal, Omainiu, as we said earlier in our shir, that even if you don't subscribe to the concept of Issachal Elisser, but the Gemara is asking that of Issachal Elisser by Issachal, but we did say that if the second Isser is a stricter Isser, then everybody will agree that by an Issachal we say Issachal Elisser. And the Gemara explains, Omai Niyu, what makes the second Isser more serious? Tumas Aguf. Shrei Tumas Aguf Bekaris. Because if the piece of meat was Tamei, it only carries with it a Chiyuv Lav. And now, when a person who's Tamei eats something that's Kodesh, there's an Issa Karis. Amar Vashi, Man Leimelon, says the Gemara, what makes you say that Tumas Aguf Chamura, that the Issa to eat when you are a Tamei is a stricter Isser, suggests the Gemara, Dilma Tumas Basar Chamura, that Tumas Basar maybe should be considered a more serious Isser. Why should it be considered a more serious Isser? The Lesley Tarba Mikvah, somebody who's Tamei can become Tor by going to the Mikvah, but a piece of meat that became Tamei can never become Tor. So a piece of meat that's tamei can never become tahor. So maybe as far as punishment is concerned, it's not a stricter iser. It's a lesser iser. But as far as the iser itself, maybe it's considered a stricter iser because there is no way to take that iser off. The Paiskim use this Gemara to teach us a very important halacha. The Mishnah Lamelach speaks about a case if somebody ate something and he wrapped it in something else, will that be considered shloi kederach achila? And the Shas HaChuvos Maria Levi says that if eating something when it's wrapped, it's not considered derech achila. So let's say that you'll take this food and you'll wrap it, and it's not mekabel tuma. The Gemara asked before that this person who's tamei, as soon as he touches it, makes a tamei. So how could we have a case, asked the Gemara, that somebody tamei ate something that was kodesh, that was tahar? But if you wrap it, it saves it from becoming tamei, so then it's not mekabel tuma. So from here we see that in such a case, maybe it wouldn't make a difference if you wrapped it in the sieve or not. Ask the Gemara. So we're learning that Rabbi Yossi Aglili, not only does he not subscribe to Issa Kailil, but even doesn't subscribe to the concept of Issa Kailil. Ask the Gemara, how can we say that for Tanya? The Brisa teaches us Shabbos v'Yom Kippurim. If Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos, the shagig was a malacha, and somebody did malacha on that day. How do we know that the person is going to be chayiv for both Shabbos and Yom Kippur? Tamaloymer Shabbos he. The pasuk when it speaks about Shabbos says the word Shabbos that it's always for Yom Kippur and it's always considered Yom Kippur. Divrei Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Kivaymer ena chayiv ela achas. We say Enes Echala Isser, and therefore we don't apply the we can't be chayiv for two. And Rabbi Yosef Glili is obviously holding that we say Issachala Isser. Why? Because Isser Shabbos has a chayiv Mises Bezdin, and Isser Yom Kippur is an Isser Kailul. Why is Issa Yom Kippur Issa Kailul? Because it includes not just the Issa to do work, but it also includes the Issa to eat. So many Rishonim ask the obvious question, and that is, Yom Kippur and Shabbos come at the same time. So if they come at the same time, we've been saying that when you have an Issa Bebas Achas, even though normally we say Enes Echalal Isser, but if the two Isurim come at the same time, we do say Issachal Isser. So Rashi's opinion to answer this question is that we don't say, he doesn't hold of this concept of two Isurim coming together to be a case where both are Chal. And therefore, the only reason why he would hold that Yechayiv is because it's a Kailu or it's a Moisef. Taisa says that, as we're going to be learning in the Shir, that Shabbos is Kviyav Kaima. Shabbos happens automatically. Yom Kippur, that means every Shabbos from the beginning of the creation of the world until every Shabbos that we're going to have is already predetermined that it's Shabbos. Certainly from the time of Matan Torah. Whereas when we speak about Yom Kippur only comes into effect when we determine when Rosh Chodesh Tishrei is, when Rosh Hashanah is, and 10 days later will be Yom Kippur. So therefore, suggests Taisus, Shabbos came before Yom Kippur. The Ritva says that even though when two Isurim come together, based on the Gemara Masechta Yevamos, we've been saying that everybody will agree that the two Isurim come together, you can't say that by Shabbos Yom Kippurim. Why? Because he says they're both called Shabbos. Shabbos is called Shabbos, and Yom Kippur is called Shabbos Shabboson. And since they're both called Shabbos, we can't, when you have two Isurim that are identical, in such a case, we don't say that the two Isurim, even though they came at the same time, they should both be Chal. So, based on this Gemara, based on this Braisa, we have a very big issue. Here, our Gemara has been saying that Rabbi Yossi holds Ein Issachal Lissur under all circumstances. And here it says that Rabbi Yossi clearly holds that Yechayiv for both. So our Gemara is teaching us, for example, if somebody would be doing Melacha on this Yom Kippur, so he be Chayiv twice. Once for doing Melacha on Yom Kippur, and once for doing Melacha on Shabbos. So I saw that the Mefarshim, the Rishonim, ask a different question. We know that by Yom Kippur, there's a din of Tosfos Yom Kippurim. And the Halacha of Tosfos Yom Kippur means to teach us that we already have to start doing Melacha before Yom Kippur starts. The Gemara Masechta Yuma, Daf Pei Aleph Amud Beis, teaches us, we learn it from the Pasuk of Anishtim Es Nafshei Seichem B'Tisha L'Chodesh, that already on the 9th, on Erev Yom Kippur, so to speak, begins. And therefore, the Issa Melacha on Yom Kippur already begins on Erev Yom Kippur. Whereas the Issa Melacha of Shabbos only begins Friday night. So the Rishonim's question is, it should be that the Issa Yom Kippur preceded this Shabbos. Some Rishonim suggest that just like this, there's a Chiyuv of Tosfos Yom Kippur, there's a Chiyuv of Tosfos Shabbos. If that's the case, they come together. Others suggest that the Issa of Tosfos Yom Kippurim, the Din of Tosfos Yom Kippurim, is only regarding the Issa, the Chiyuv of Inui, of fasting. So the Halacha teaches us that already before Yom Kippur actually begins, we have an obligation to fast. But the Issa Melacha, even by Yom Kippur, only begins at night. Others explain, the Prima Gadim suggest, that the Chiyuv of Tosfos Yom Kippurim is only a Chiyuv Asay. It's not a Chiyuv Lois Asay. Here we're speaking about Lois Asay. We're speaking about a lav of working Yom Kippur, the lav of working on Shabbos. Tosfos Yom Kippurim is a din, is only a din in Asay and not a lav. The others say that the din of V'nisim Es Nafshei Seichem Tevsu L'Chodesh means that there's a din of Tosfos Yom Kippurim. But what does that mean, that there's a din of Tosfos Yom Kippurim? That means during that period, there's a din of Tosfos Yom Kippur. And the din of Tosfos Yom Kippur is a new din, but it's only applicable until Yom Kippur begins. Once Yom Kippur begins, the din of Tosfos Yom Kippur falls away, and now the din of Yom Kippur comes in place. And that's also the exact same time when the Issur Shabbos comes. And another teretz that I saw that the Achronim suggest is, what will be the halacha if you have a boy or a girl who are bar mitzvah on Yom Kippur? Their birthday is on Yom Kippur. They won't have a chiyuv in Tosfos Yom Kippur. The reason that they won't have a chiyuv in Tosfos Yom Kippur, because at that point, they are not yet bar mitzvah. When will their chiyuv for Yom Kippur? But they will have a chiyuv of Yom Kippur, because Yom Kippur is applicable as soon as Yom Kippur begins. And at that point, they're already bar or bas mitzvah. And that will be an example where Yom Kippur and Shabbos come at the same time. Says the Gemara. So we've had a very big question. On Amud Aleph, we proved that Rav Yosef Glili says we always say Einas Echalal Isser under all circumstances. And here we see that he does allow for Echalal Isser in the case of Shabbos Yom Kippur. It's Rabbi Kiva who disagrees. Says the Gemara Shalach Rava Mishum de Rav Yosef Bechanina, Kach Hatzah Shamishnah. We've learned the halacha properly, this case of Shabbos Yom Kippur, but what we have to do is Epoch, we have to reverse the opinion of Rabbi Yosef Glili and Rabbi Kiva. It's going to be Rabbi Yosef Glili who doesn't agree to Issachal Alissa by Shabbos Yom Kippur, and it's going to be Rabbi Kiva who does. Says the Gemara, Shalach Rav Yitzchak by Yaakov by Geyuri, Mishmud Rabbi Yochanan, L'divr Rabbi Yosef Haglili L'mada Apchon. According to the way we just reversed the opinions. And it's Rabbi Yosef Haglili's opinion that you're going to be chayiv only for one, for Shabbos and not for Yom Kippur. What would be the halacha if somebody did the halacha on Yom Kippur that fell on Shabbos? V'shogeg b'Shabbos, he did that halacha, he forgot that it's Shabbos, so he did the halacha, as far as the Shabbos consideration is concerned, he's a shogeg, but he was aware that it's Yom Kippur. And therefore, that the malacha that he did in violation of Yom Kippur is amazed. The malacha is chayiv, will be chayiv achatis. But vice versa, if he's hesed b'Shabbos, he knew it's Shabbos, b'shagib b'Yom Kippurim, potter, he'll be potter v'chal chayiv. Because while we look at this person, the Gemara is saying that we look at the Shabbos. The question is, why? In this case, my tama, he should be chayiv karmachatis because of the issa Yom Kippur that he was shayig on. Arabaya, so to which the Gemara says, Shabbos kviyav kaima, as we said before, there's a very big difference between Shabbos and Yom Kippur. And Shabbos is going to happen every Friday night by itself. Yom Kippur only is dependent on Beit Din de Kavalei. Bezdin makes Rosh Chodesh Tishrei or Rosh Hashanah, and then 10 days later is Yom Kippur. And that's why it's always considered that the Issa Shabbos came before the Issa Yom Kippur. And that's why Rav Yosef Glili says you only chayiv one. Because the Issa Yom Kippur cannot be chal on Issa Shabbos. And Rav Yosef's opinion is that we always say Issa ain't Issa chal al Issa. Not only do we always say in Issa Chal al Issa, but even by an Issa Koilu, which is Yom Kippur over Shabbos, we've said earlier in our shir, is an example of an Issa Koilu, because Yom Kippur doesn't only carry with it an Issa Melacha, Yom Kippur also carries with it an Issa to eat. And therefore, if he was mazed b'Shabbos, b'shogeg Yom Kippurim, he's parted from Achatis, because there is no Issa Yom Kippur in this case, and as far as Shabbos is concerned, he was amazed, and therefore he can't be chayiv for Yom Kippur under any circumstances. Ask the Gemara. So now the Gemara has established a very important concept, and that is the concept that Yom Kippur is chayiv. Yom Kippur is something that Bezdin makes, and Shabbos is Kaviyah V'kaima. The Shilti Gabarim brings the following question, and the Bnei Soscha discusses this. He says, we know that if Yontif falls on Shabbos, if Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos, so we don't daven the regular Shabbos Shmon Esrei, we daven the Yom Kippur Shmon Esrei. So he asks, why? Shabbos, we're learning, is Kviyah V'kaima. So if Shabbos was Kviyah V'kaima, shouldn't we daven the Shabbos Shmon Esrei and not the Yontif or Yom Kippur Shmon Esrei? So the Bnei Yisoscha explains that it's no different than if somebody welcomes a guest to his home. If somebody welcomes a guest to his home, he honors the guest, he tries to be a good host. Shabbos is Kviyah V'kaima. The Yom Tovim are considered like guests. And since when we have guests, we want to welcome them, so that's how do we show the Yontif, the Yom Kippur, that we're welcoming them? The way we show it is by they taking over the Shemona Esrei. The pasuk says regarding Shabbos, Beini Ubein B'nei Yisrael Oisi Loilam. What does that mean? So I saw that the Sefer of Yikra the Malka explains that Shabbos and the Mishkan are very connected, because all the melachos that one may not do on Shabbos were learned from the melacha, from the Mishkan. And therefore, on the Mishkan, about the Mishkan, we know the whole purpose of the Mishkan, Vasali Migdash, V'shachanti B'taycham. The Mishkan brings the Hashras Hashchina. So he explains, when the Gemara over here says that Shabbos is Kviyah V'kaima, what the Gemara means to say is that Shabbos brings the Shechina. Yontif doesn't necessarily have that quality. That's what the Gemara means when it speaks about Shabbos Kviyah V'kaima. The Divrei Yoel says that we're learning in our Gemara an example of Shabbos and Yom Kippur that are on the same day. Yom Kippur fell on Shabbos. So he says that the Sefer Noyim Megodim says that the Gemara says that Mali Shomer Yisrael Shtei Shabbosos B'yat Negolim, that if Klai Yisrael would keep two Shabbosos, we would have the Gula right away. So he says, in a year where Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos, so we see that this one day has in it both of these qualities, Shabbos and Shabbos Shabboson. He says, in such a year, if everybody would keep the Shabbos and Yom Kippur together, so now that would be a year when Mashiach comes. Mashiach would come. We don't need two Shabboses. Even in one Shabbos, they could come. Amalei Rava, but now Rava asked Abaya, Soif Soif, Tavai Ba Dodikosu. They both come at the same moment, as we spoke about extensively earlier in the Shir. If that's the case, even if we don't hold Issa Koyl, and even we don't hold of Issa Moisif, they should both be Chayiv Ela Merova Shamdihi. What Rabbi Yitzchak said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan was in the time of Shmad. What does it mean was in the time of Shmad? They were not allowing Klal Yisrael to keep Yom Kippur. And what happened was, B'shoch Matam, because they didn't want people to forget the concept of Yom Kippur, even though Yom Kippur was not on that day, on Shabbos, they told everybody Yom Kippurim da Hoshat to Shabsahi. Yom Kippur of that year is Shabbos. That they shouldn't forget what Yom Kippur is all about. And it was a great day to say it, because Shabbos would not do melacha, and Yom Kippur would not do melacha. But it really wasn't Yom Kippur. However, he's saying that if it was indeed Yom Kippur, if indeed it was Yom Kippur, since Yom Kippur and Shabbos come at the same time, then it would be, you would be chayiv for both, even if we normally hold Ein Issachal El Isser. And says the Gemara, V'ken ki yasa Rav v'chal n'chusei amru k'rava. And when Rava and all the other people that came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel explained this Gemara. So the way Rashi explains the Gemara, that this discussion about Yom Kippur and Shabbos, it has nothing to do with our discussion of Issachal El Isser. It really wasn't Yom Kippur, and it was a whole different reason why they weren't chayiv. Another explanation, the Ramban says, that according to this, we don't have to, the Gemara says, because of the question the Gemara had, the Gemara attempted to reverse the opinions of Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yossi. They did not have to reverse them, because what they did was, says the Ramban, really, that they sent a message that the reason that they switched the opinion of Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Kiva, they didn't want to tell everybody that it's Yom Kippur on Shabbos, because they weren't allowed to. So what they did was that they just told everybody that the halacha is this way. Once everybody knew the halacha is this way, they understood the why were they being told that the halacha is this way. They were obviously being told that the halacha is this way because they want to get the messages out that it's Yom Kippur, which they weren't allowed to. So we learned the machlokas in the Mishnah. of Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim if the Issa Gidanosha applies by a non-kosher animal. And Rabbi Yehuda says that it applies because we find that the Issa Gidanosha applied even before Matan Torah. And the Mishnah said, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, what was Rabbi Yehuda's proof? For Rabbi Yaakov, already from the time of Yaakov's children, that the Isser, after the episode that we discussed earlier in our perek of the battle between Yaakov and the Sarah Shalait with the Malach, at that time, the Isser Gidan Nosha began. But at that time, there was no Isser to eat non-kosher meat. The Torah had not yet been given. Tanya says the Braisa, Amalei Rabbi Yehuda, the Chachamim, who disagree with Rabbi Yehuda, and say that the Isser Gidan Nosha does not apply by a non-kosher animal, that it would indeed indicate that the Isser Gidan Nosha kicked in from when Yaakov had that battle. The Pasuk says, Al-Kain lo-yoichlu b'nei Yisrael as Gidan Nosha. And Klal Yisrael is not, we are not considered in the category of Bnei Yisrael at Sinai until the time that we came to Kabbalah Satayra. And at that time, obviously the issur to eat non-kosher animals was already in place. And therefore, Mat Wasmi say, El B'Sinai Nemar, the halacha of Lo Yoichlu Bnei Yisrael's Gid Anosha only began by Kabbalah Satayra, Ela Shenichtem M'kaymai, but it was put in the Torah at the time when the Torah tells us the story of the battle of Yaakov with the Malach, Leidem Ezatam Nesalem, that would be a way for us to know why the Gidanosh is Asur. Masav Rava. So Rava asks on this point that you're saying that Klal Yisrael doesn't have the title, is not considered Bnei Yisrael until Matan Torah. But as the Gemara, the Pasuk speaks when they came to Mitzrayim. The Pasuk says, "V'yisru b'nei Yisrael saviem ba'golos ha'sholach paroi losis oisai." So when Klal Yisrael came to Mitzrayim, they were brought in that, and they were called b'nei Yisrael. So as the Gemara, so you see that you didn't have to wait for Kabbalah Satorah to be considered b'nei Yisrael. Answers the Gemara. Lacha Maisa, after the episode of Yaakov's battle with the Malach, and we know that the Malach told Yaakov Avinu, Lo Yikare Shimcha Oid Yaakov Kiim Yisrael, from that point, they were already called Bnei Yisrael. But at the time of the battle of Yaakov with the Sar Shalesev, they're not called Bnei Yisrael yet. So if the Pasuk uses the word Bnei Yisrael, it's an indication that what does the Pasuk mean to tell us that the Issa Gidanosha only applies for Matan Torah. Am le'Rav Achav Rei, the Rav le'Rav Ashi. If that's the case, Mehi Shata Litzer, we're now saying that they're considered Bnei Yisrael from the moment of the battle, because that's when the Malach told him, your name is Bnei Yisrael. So if that's the moment they become Bnei Yisrael, and the Torah says that Bnei Yisrael are not allowed to eat Gidanosha, the Issa Gidanosha should start kicking in at the time of that battle. Amalei, Torah Pamayim Pamayim Nitnu. There was a Torah given in different times. The Torah was given once. So there's two times that we could say that the Issa Gidanosha kicks in. It could either be at the time when the Malach displaced Yaakov Avinu's Gidanosha, or could it be by Matan Torah? Based on what we're learning in the Shia today, say the Chachamim, it can't be at the time of the battle, because at the time of the battle, they were not yet Bnei Yisrael. If it's not at that time, the only other possible time it could be is at the time of Matan Torah. And any other time is not Shas Lav Shas Maisahu, below Shas Matan Torah Havi. They can't be times when the Issa Gidanosha applies. That Deris asks a question. The Pasuk calls them Bnei Yisrael when they brought Yaakov into Mitzrayim. But he asks, the Pasuk in Parshas Miketz already says V'yivoyu Bnei Yisrael. So why is, and that's a Pasuk that's earlier in the Chumash. Why don't we bring that Pasuk? So he says that actually Yitzchak was also called Yisrael. And therefore he explains, since Yitzchak Avinu was already called Yisrael, in that pasuk, it could mean that they were the descendants of Yitzchak. Only at this point were they called Bnei Yisrael, because they were children of Yaakov, because they were bringing Yaakov to Mitzrayim. And that's why the Gemara preferred to bring that pasuk. I saw that Reb Shulayb Diskin has a different approach. He says that Klal Yisrael are called Bnei Yisrael in two different ways. They can be called Bnei Yisrael because that's who we are. We are Bnei Yisrael. Or they can be called Bnei Yisrael because they are the children of Yisrael. And therefore, when the Gemara finds a pasuk, it has to use a pasuk that Bnei Yisrael is understood as being Klal Yisrael, not just that they are the children of, not just that they are the children of Yaakovinu, whose name is Yisrael. The Rashi begins. The Torah says, Rashi, the first Rashi, Chumash says, Amar Yitzchak, Vayoytzorach Lhaskos Atar Al Mechadish Shlo Lachem. The Torah should begin with the mitzvah of Mechadish Shlo Lachem. That's the first mitzvah. So the first mitzvah, Rashi says, was the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. But now the question is that Chazal teach us that we don't have the category of Bnei Yisrael until Matan Torah. That's what Yisrael stands for. The word Yisrael stands for Yesh Shishim Ribui Oisis L'Torah. And that's when explained the Sfarma Kedoshim, where we know there's Kutsha Bruchu and there's Araisa and Yisrael, that's when all three of us happened together. But, explains the Sefer Imri Menachem, the whole reason that we were able to get out of Mitzrayim is because of that when we come out, as the Pasuk says, B'tziyachas Amim Mitzrayim, Tavnus El Kim Alahara Zeh. So what Rashi says at the beginning of the Torah, explains the Sefer Imri Menachem, that the only reason we were able to get the Torah, the only reason we deserve to receive the Torah is because we're going to do the mitzvahs. And when is that evident? That's the whole purpose of Klal Yisrael to receive the Torah, is that the parsha of Yetzias Mitzrayim begins with Achodesh Elohim, the observance of mitzvahs. And the observance of mitzvahs is connected to Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is connected to Kabbalah Torah at Har Sinai.